Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Ancient Peace Archive. While the Radio Thrift Shop is on hiatus, I'm experimenting with a couple of programs, including the not entirely classical Music Hour and the Ancient Peace Archive, which features spiritual, New Age, and Christian music with some obscurities and privately pressed albums from the Jesus music era. Get started with the title of the song that inspired the Ancient Peace Archive. Here's Van Morrison.
Thank you. Ancient of Days, Universe Maker, here's a song in your praise. Voice of the Lord, smile of the only comes home to you. Our love fires the sun, keep it burning. Oh, love fires the sun, keep it burning. Oh, love fires the sun.
Harry Thomas with a cover version of Bruce Coburn's Lord of the Starfields. And before that, Mr. Van Morrison from his LP Common One. We heard Haunts of Ancient Peace here on the Ancient Peace Archive. I'm DJ Frederick, and we're exploring the music of spirit.
We're in California's Ventana Wilderness with a group of Native Americans who are singing and dancing the songs of their people. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
Remember these songs. These songs are very old. We thought they were lost because of what happened to our people. We're not dead. We're still here. We'll always be here. And as long as we are here, we'll sing these songs.
Patrick Orozco is a faith keeper of the Ohalani Rumson people out of Monterey, California.
Yeah, I've been all over California to different reservations, you know, and met all the tribal leaders of the Chumash and the Huayenos, and I've gone to the lodges with them, the Omotome, which I call in my language the Omotome. The lodges where we pray and meditate and we sing sacred songs, and these songs are to be kept at the lodge. That's the instructions we get from everywhere we go. What we share with you here are not lodge songs. They're not Omotome songs.
Now, why is that? Why is it important that there are songs that are not let out?
There's songs specifically sung to the Creator, and that's sacred to us, you know. That's their instructions by the old ones. It's been going on for generations. We thought that those things were lost, but they're not, you know. And now we're bringing back all that was nearly lost, you know. And the Omotome is one of the most sacred places you can be, where all people get to come together in prayer and understanding.
Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
sun become day. Day shall provide
of birth.
From a privately pressed release by a group called Narnia, the name of the album is Aslan is Not a Tame Lion, and that was Miracle of Birth. Before that, a more well-known tune by Mr. Neil Diamond and Suleiman. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Ancient Peace Archive, where we explore music of spirit. And if you're enjoying this music, there are some websites of note to check out to explore this music in more depth, including theancientstarsong.com and one-way.org. If you have any comments or feedback on the program, that would be much appreciated. You can email me at frederick@christiannewage.com. That's frederick@christiannewage.com.
What's in a name? Well, quite a lot, if yours is Chester Babcock.
Would you like to swing on a star?
You're on the Soundbeat.
Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a mule?
In the late 1930s, Babcock was a radio DJ in need of a moniker makeover. A friend suggested Jimmy Van Heusen after seeing a billboard for the clothing company. It stuck, and Van Heusen would become a legendary composer, winning an Emmy and four Oscars, one of them for this song. This is Bing Crosby with Swingin' on a Star from the 1944 film Goin' My Way.
Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. Your shoes are a terrible disgrace.
Van Heusen was also a longtime collaborator and close personal friend of Ole Blue Eyes. He's even buried in the Sinatra family plot under a grave marker that reads, Swingin' on a Star.
You may grow up to be a pig.
Don't miss a single beat. Sign up for the Soundbeat podcast at iTunes and soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
I have searched in the carelessness of summer. The sun had shone along my way. But the days that did grow darker, summer is a cheating game to play. In the bright lights of the big embracing city, I thought that I would find my place. but in every crowd there was a stranger. The city is a loud yet silent face. Oh Lord, I'm like a ship out on the ocean. I'm tired and fear of me. Not answer that held the meaning of my life, grasping me and filling me with reason, turning in an old wound like a knife. My soul.
It's made of blood-stained wood, and there's an engineer on board who built this way, and he fits the Lord. Many laugh at this old train, many mock for such disdain. Well, many terrains point its direction, just one makes a destination. One man cries about the track, it's a circle, you'll come right back, and I prefer to walk down mine, go through my lives with leisure time. Another scorns a nail-scarred hand, I don't believe in promised land, and there's no place to go hereafter. He shuns the train with mocking laughter. A few get on, but oh so few, and there they find no ticket to. The fare's been paid by one who died, he rose to God. this glory ride. There is a train, don't look so good, because it's made of blood-stained wood. And there's an engineer on board who built this way. And it's the law. Thank you.
nights, make hours, make days. And Easter leaves in no time at all. Seasons are passing, November and spring. No time for counting the tears that we spark. It's a quarter to eight. Jesus Revolution, just you wait and see.
From a scarce privately released LP by a group called Canaan, that was Jesus Revolution. Before that, something relatively new by Cousin Silas, a piece called Unspoken. Before that, Jim Thompson and Pre-Flight with Train for Thought. And we started that set off with the UK folk rock group Parchment, Ship Out on the Ocean. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Ancient Peace Archive.
Exploring science in the sea. You can barely open a cookbook or watch a show on Food Network these days without being bombarded with the virtues of sea salt. Some chefs think it tastes better than table salt, or they prefer its texture or color. And some even claim that it's better for you than table salt. Yet chemically, sea salt and table salt are almost identical. And they have the same origin as well. Both come from minerals that settled to the bottom of the ocean or another body of water. Sea salt is typically harvested from shallow ponds at the edge of an ocean, a sea, or a salty lake. Salt settles easily in the still water, forming fresh beds that are easy to harvest. Table salt was typically deposited millions of years ago, forming layers of rock that can be up to hundreds of feet thick. It's gathered by drilling a well, injecting water to dissolve the salt, then letting the salty water flow to the surface through a second well. The main difference in the two types of salt is how they're processed. Table salt is refined to remove any impurities. Sea salt, on the other hand, retains traces of magnesium, potassium, and other minerals. The minerals can add color and perhaps even some flavor. Sea salt also typically has coarser grains, adding some crunch. Yet nutrition experts say that both forms are made almost entirely of the same ingredient, sodium chloride, the mineral that makes the sea salty. So while one form may appeal more to the senses, there's not much difference in these salty gifts from the sea. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
This is DJ Frederick, and that was the Black Hills with Shepherd. Before that, we heard Masterpiece with Power to Change, and we started that set off with Mr. David Axelrod and Holy Thursday. You're listening to the Ancient Peace Archive, featuring spiritual, New Age, and Christian music. I'd be glad to hear your comments and thoughts on this program. You can email me at frederick@christiannewage.com. That's frederick@christiannewage.com. So this is DJ Frederick wishing you many blessings, and remember, keep your radio free, keep your mind free, keep your spirit free.